ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायण हरे कृष्ण सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 25, and text number 1. And this is in the prose, so I'll just read the translation. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said to Maharaj Parikshit, "My dear king, approximately 24 lakhs miles beneath the planet Patal lives another incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the expansion of Lord Vishnu, known as Lord Ananta, or Lord Shankarshan. He is always in the transcendental position, but because he is worshipped by Lord Shiva, the deity of Tamoguna, or darkness, he is sometimes called Tamasi. Lord Ananta is predominating deity of the material modes of ignorance, as well as the false ego of all conditioned soul. When a conditioned living being thinks, 'I am the enjoyer, and this world is meant to be enjoyed by me,' this conception of life is dictated to him by Sankarshan. Thus the mundane conditioned soul thinks himself the Supreme Lord." Purport. There is a class of men akin to Mayavad philosophers who misinterpret the Aham Brahmasmi and So Aham Vedic mantras to mean, "I am the Supreme Brahman, and I am identical with the Lord." This kind of false conceptions, in which one thinks himself the supreme enjoyer, is a kind of illusion. It is described elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, "Janmasya mohoyam aham mameti." As explained in above verse, Lord Shankarshan is predominating deity of this false conception. Krishna confirms this in Bhagavad Gita, "Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritir gyanam apohanam cha." "I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness." The Lord is situated in everyone's heart as Sankarshan, and when a demon thinks himself one with the Supreme Lord, the Lord keeps him in that darkness. Although such a demonic living entity is only an insignificant part of the Supreme Lord, he forgets his true position and thinks he is Supreme Lord. Because this forgetfulness is created by Sankarshan, he is sometimes called Tamasi. The name Tamasi does not indicate that he has a material body. He is always transcendental, but because he is the super soul of Lord Shiva, who must perform tamasic activities, Sankarshan is sometimes called Tamasi. So, first of all, I beg blessings of all Vaishnavas here to speak something about Srimad Bhagavatam. And especially in this verse, the mention of Sankarshana and Lord Ananta is mentioned here. So, I'd like to elaborate on that point. That in Chaitanya Charitamrita, 5th chapter, Krishna Raj Kaviraj Goswami describes the glories of Lord Sankarshan, means in turn Nityanand Prabhu, because he is the origin of Sankarshan. "Sankarshana karana toye shayi, garbhoda shayi cha payogda shayi, sheshaschayam shakalasa nitya, nandakhyam ramam sharanam mamastu." So the first prayer he is offering to Lord Nityananda, describing his glories, because as Balram is and Nityananda, they are the same person. So, similarly, first Krishna, he expands himself as Balram. And from Balram comes this four quadruple, that is Vasudeva, Sankarshana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. From again that four quadruples come this Narayan form, the Ori, Adi Narayan. And from that Adi Narayan, again four quadruples, they expand. And then again, Vasudeva Sankarsana Pradyumna and Anuruddha. And this second Sankarsana is the cause of all this material creation. He first takes the first step to create this material world. So here in this world, as it is explained in this verse, that Sankarsana Karanatoyashai Garbhotashai Chapayabdashai Sheshashchayam Sakalasanitya Nandakhyam Ramam Sharanam. So he takes five forms in this material world, Nityanand Prabhu. The first is the Sankarsana, and the second is Karanodakshai Vishnu, and the third is Garbhodakshai Vishnu, and fourth is Kshurodakshai Vishnu, and the fifth is Shesha, or he is also called Ananta. So the first four of the forms of Lord, they are responsible for the creation, means this cosmic manifestation. But Lord Ananta, Anant Shesh, he is always rendering personal service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it is said that to describe the glories of Lord Nityananda or Balaram, it is so difficult to understand him. But Krishna Raj Kaviraj Goswami gives us an invocation prayer that Vande Ananta Adbhuta Aishwaryam Sri Nityanandam Ishwaram Yadichaya Tat Swarupam Agye Nape Nirupyate. That I offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Nityananda, whose activities are very wonderful. It is so wonderful that because you are Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are unlimited, so it cannot be understood. But Yadichaya, by his will, if he desires, a full person can also describe his glories, can understand him. So in this way, we see that Nityanand Prabhu expands himself as Purusha Avatar in this world. The first as Karanodakshaya Vishnu. So this Karanodakshaya Vishnu is lying in the casual ocean, Karana Sagar. So Karan Sagar, it is called Karan Sagar, so where the Mahavishnu is lying. And from by his glance, this Prakriti, which is inert, becomes active. So it is said that this Prakriti in itself is dull and inert. Like, you know, the iron rod is inert in itself. It has no quality. But when it comes in contact with fire, then it also assumes the same qualities, like fire. So similarly, the Prakriti is dull, but when Karanadakshaya Vishnu, he glances over the material nature, the Prakriti is manifested. Or otherwise it is described that that Prakriti is like the nipples on the neck of a goat. They cannot produce milk. So similarly, Prakriti by itself cannot do anything unless and until Mahavishnu does not glance on Prakriti. Just like we have this example here also, if a woman had to give birth to a child, she gets semen from the man. So unless and until man impregnates her, she cannot produce a child. So similarly, Prakriti is feminine and Krishna or Mahavishnu is Purusha. So he gives the seed. So similarly, another example is also given of a potter and a pot. So this a pot maker, he gives the shape to the pot. So he may use this wheel and other instruments. So this wheel and other instruments, they cannot by themselves make a pot. A pot maker has to do everything. So similarly, in this way it is described, this Prakriti is dull and inert, and by the glance of Mahavishnu, who is just a partial expansion of Nityanand Prabhu, he creates this entire universe. And how he creates these universes? He creates millions and millions of universes. Just the universes by just by his exhalation the universes are created from his pores, and by inhalation all the universes go inside him. So example is given, just like the dust, it enters through windows, and then like here we see every week we have maha cleaning. So in the maha cleaning all brahmacharis are told to do so much of cleaning, and we see within a week there is so much of dust coming inside the temple, in the altar or in the temple hall, everywhere. So after a week the brahmacharis, they all and the residents of this temple, they all clean it and throw it out. So similarly, so much these universes are like this dust particles, you cannot count them, they are unlimited. So in this way the universes come inside Mahavishnu and are and go out of from the pores. So in this way, that is the glory of Mahavishnu. So and then, as the shastras also describe, that Vishnustu trini rupani purush akhya yato vidu ekam tumha srishtir dvitiyam tu andashamstitam tritiyam tu sarvabhutastam tani gyatva vimuchyate. Vishnu, he expands himself. The first one I described as Mahavishnu. Ekam tu and mahat srishtir. So he creates so many millions of universes. And then after that, and one more thing is that this Kshura Karanadakshaya Vishnu is also a source of all Matsya, Kurma and other incarnations also. So he is the source. And then next is Dvitiyam tu anda samstitam. Then this universe is like an egg, anda. So then Mahavishnu, he enters himself as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu in each of these universes. And when he enters in this universe, he says that everything is dark. There is nothing there in that universe. And so what he does is that by his own perspiration, he fills the half of the universe with water, Garbhodak water. And then on the shesh, Anant shesh, he lies down there. And from his navel comes the lotus on which Brahma is born. And then this Garbhodakshaya Vishnu gives knowledge to Brahma. Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaya. So he gives knowledge, and then Brahma gets knowledge to create this 14 planetary systems. That is, from here, upper planets are like Bhur, Bhuva, Swa, Maharlok, Janarlok, Tapalok, Satyalok, and then and then there are down 7 planets. That is Tala, Atala, Vitala, Nitala, Tala, Tala, Mahatala, Sutala. And the lowest of all is this Patal Loka. So in this verse it is described that below Patal lives this Sankarshan, who is also called Tamasi. Because he, when the person wants to enjoy, so he gives that intelligence. Matta Smutri Gyanam Hupohanam Cha. But actually, we are not so, because this is keeps us in the material world. But on the other side, we see that how this again Sankarshan in form of Nityanand Prabhu, he comes to this world to deliver the fallen souls, to make living entity know that he is actually eternal servant of Krishna. So anyway, this, so I was describing about Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. The next is Tritiyam to Sarvabhutastam. So the third Purusha avatar is Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. After creation, everything, then Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, he expands himself. And he lies on the, he is in the Swetadvip. He lies in the milk ocean. And there, he lies on the Anantashesh. And this Kshirodakshaya Vishnu is the source of Manvantara avatar. And the Anantashesh, who is, bed of Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, he holds all these planets on his hoods. So he holds it as if they are like a mustard seed. They appear like a mustard seed on the head. And he is constantly glorifying the Lord with his thousands and thousands of mouth. And still he has not finished glorifying the Lord. So as earlier these incarnations were for cosmic manifestation, now we are seeing that Anant Sheshi, how he does personal service to the Lord. So he serves Krishna, he becomes umbrella, he becomes sleeper, bedding, pillow, garments, resting chair, residence, sacred thread and throne. And this example we can see in Mahaprakash Lila, or sometimes in Srivasangan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come in mood of a Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he would go on the throne of Vishnu and he would sit. So that time when he would sit, the chair would crack. But immediately Nityananda Prabhu would go and hold his chair, and because of that the chair would not crack or it would not break. So in this way we say that Nityananda Prabhu or Anant Shesh, he is personally serving the Lord. So in this way sometimes people may say that Krishna is incarnation of Narayana, or sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says that to Advaita Acharya that I was sleeping in that ocean and why did you wake me up. So Krishnaraj Kaviraj Goswami describes that there is nothing impossible for Krishna, everything is possible. So if he says that I am that Kshurodakshaya Vishnu, that is also true. But still, this Sabha Avatara Sara Shiromani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Gaur Nitaya, they are the Shiromani of all incarnation. Why this is that? Because we see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, we saw that he manifested all other incarnations. Like he showed the Varaha Roop to Murari Gupta, and then he showed Narsingha Roop to Srivas Thakur, and many other forms. Like Advaita Acharya, he showed the universal form, and to Ramananda Rai, Radha Krishna, and like that. So we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited all the incarnations that we don't see in the previous incarnations, any of the incarnations. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the fountain of all incarnations. And Nityananda Prabhu serves him as a servant. So this is one part of his glory, that creation of this material world, and he does so many things. But actual his glory is that he takes the living entity, the foremost fallen living entity, to the highest limits of spiritual bliss. And Krishnaraj Kaviraj Goswami describes that Veda Guhya Katha Iha Yogya Kahite Ayogya Kahite Tatape Kahitara Kripa Prakashite. All these things are so, the Vedas also don't describe, and they are not to be told in public. But still, by the mercy, how Nityananda Prabhu's, what is his mercy to know people, how then I am writing all these things. Otherwise, these things are to be not told. So he gives an example of Miniketan Ramdas. By this narration, he is describing the glories of Lord Nityananda. So once Miniketan Ramdas, he was a personal associate of Nityananda Prabhu. He used to always carry a flute in his hand, and he was always immersed in Krishna prem, and always chanting loudly. And sometimes when he would chant the names of Lord Nityananda, then people would be wonderstruck, and his activities were very wonderful. So once he came to the house of Krishnaraj Kaviraj Goswami, where he was staying with his brother, and when Nimiketan Ramdas came, and there all the Vaishnavas, they were doing nice kirtans there, and when Nimiketan Ramdas came, the brother, Krishnaraj Kaviraj Goswami's brother, Gurarnava Mishra, he didn't show respect to Miniketan Ramdas. So then when Nimiketan Ramdas saw this, so he became very angry. And he said, Yeita Dutiya Suta Roma Harshana, Baladeve Dekhi Jena Na Kaila Pratyog Udgama. He said, this is the second Roma Harshana Suta. And he by seeing Baladev, he didn't get up. from his Vyasasan. So similarly, it is a etiquette that one may be worshipping the Lord, but if a great exalted Vaishnava comes, he has to give up the service of the Lord and attend to him if there is nobody else to attend him. So in this way, he was very, very angry, Nimiketan Ramdas. And, you know, he continued to dance. And after some time, after the kirtan was finished, he had a conversation with the brother of Krishnaraj Kaviraj Goswami. And Krishnaraj Kaviraj Goswami's brother had a contradiction. He had a full faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he didn't have faith in Nityananda Prabhu. So he was saying that, Ekete Vishwas Anyanakare Samman Ardha Kukuti Nyay Tumara Praman. So this is like a half-hen nyay, a logic. Because you are accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but you are not accepting Nityananda Prabhu. And everybody knows this story, how a foolish farmer, you know, he wanted golden eggs, but he didn't want to feed the hen. So he cut the hen into half. So it's of no use. So Miniketan Ramdas said that it is better to become an atheist than to become a hypocrite. If you have to accept both Nityananda Prabhu, because Nityananda Prabhu and Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they are same. So in this way, Krishnaraj Kaviraj Goswami also tells his brother that what you have done is not right. So in this way, Krishnaraj Kaviraj Goswami rebukes his brother, and then that night he goes to sleep. And in that time, then Nityananda Prabhu appears in the dream of Krishnaraj Kaviraj Goswami. And very beautiful description of Lord Nityananda is given. Chaitanya Charitamrita Kaviraj Goswami describes that how he had a glossy blackish complexion, and he was tall, strong, had a heroic structure, and he seemed like a Cupid, and his arms, legs, eyes were all perfectly formed. They were just like a lotus. And he wore nice silken cloth, and he had turban on his head, silk turban on his head. He wore golden earrings, golden bracelets, and had nice golden anklets. And he was decorated with nice flower garland, and then he was decorated with nice tilak and sandalwood pulp, and his face was so effulgent, it was effulgent as millions and millions of moon. And then his teeth were appearing like the like a pomegranate seed. But this was because of chewing the betel. Chewing of betel, that his teeth became, you know, like a pomegranate. Yeah, sometimes, you know, these people eat this pan, and but their teeth also, you know, are completely useless. But here we see that Nityananda Prabhu's the teeth were like pomegranate, because there is a lot of advertisement outside that you should have white teeth. But here there is description that Nityananda Prabhu has, you know, like a teeth of pomegranate. But that increases his beauty more. And then he was moving to and fro, left and right, you know, completely absorbed in Krishna. And he was deeply, you know, chanting Krishna, Krishna. Like. And then all the cowherd boys were surrounding him. Somebody was offering him betel nut. Somebody was doing chamar to him. And then so many bees were around him. So in this way, Krishnaraj Kaviraj Goswami describes the beauty of Lord Nityananda. And in that dream, Nityananda Prabhu initiates him. And then he says, now you should go to Vrindavan and take shelter of Radha Govind and all the six Goswamis. So then immediately after he wakes up, then he immediately goes to Vrindavan, and there he writes that how he got mercy from Govindadev to write this Chaitanya Charitamrita. But he says that I have no qualification, but how this is possible? I am so sinful. He says that Jagaya Madai Haite Muise Papish. पुरुषेर किट होते मुई से लगिष्ट. सो आई एम मोर फॉलन देन जगाय एंड मधाय एंड आई एम मोर लो देन अ वर्म इन द स्टूल. मोर नाम सुने जे तार पुण्यक्षय. इफ एनीबडी हियर्स माय नेम ऑल हिज पायस क्रेडिट्स विल बी डिस्ट्रॉयड. एंड मोर नाम ले जे तार पाप है एंड वन हु टेक्स माय नेम ऑल सिनफुल एक्टिविटीज रिएक्शंस विल कम अपॉन हिम. सो इज आई एम सो फॉलन. एमो ने निर्गुण केवा कृपा करे. नाउ दिस फॉलन आई एम सो फॉलन हु इज सो मर्सीफुल हु कैन डिलीवर मी. एक नित्यानंद विनु जगत भीतर. हिस इज देर इज नो बडी एल्स एंड लॉर्ड नित्यानंद. एंड व्हाई दिस इज बिकॉज प्रेममत्त नित्यानंद कृपा अवतार. ही इज ऑलवेज इंटॉक्सिकेटेड इन द लव ऑफ कृष्ण. उत्तम अधम किछु ना करे विचार. ही डजंट केयर इफ समबडी इज लो और हाई बर्थ. डजंट केयर. जाति धन विद्याबल ना करे अपेक्षा. सो हियर वी सी इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड at every step we need qualification. When we take birth and parents want to put us in the school, they see qualification, either of the child or parents. If the child is too small, then you need parents have to have qualification. And then after he completes his schooling, then he has to go to college. Then everywhere he has to show his qualification, that he has so many marks. And then after graduation also, then he has to go to, you know, company and show his qualification. You'll find this newspapers filled with resume, and there they are, you know, so many. You need this qualification, that qualification. So everywhere you need qualification. Either jati, your caste is seen. Like if somebody has some Marwadi college, and they will only take Marwadis or Gujaratis, like that. So in this way they see caste. They don't allow everybody. Jati dhan and dhan is very important. Money. The most important qualification you have to have in this material world is money. So jati dhan, vidya. And then again vidya means you have to have education. And bal, strength. But Nityananda Prabhu, jati dhan vidya bal na kare apeksha. He doesn't care this. Achandale den naam nitadayam. And he gives the holy name to even a chandal. This Shraddha Matra lay then Paramananda. So he just asking a little Shraddha. Shraddha Mulya Suddhanam se hatete vikaya. So in this way, Krishna Raj Kavaraj Goswami is describing that how I am writing this because Premamatta Kripa Uttam Adhama Kichuna Kare Vichar. Jya Aga Padal Tara Kare Nistar Atayva Nistarilun Mohena Duracha. So anybody who falls in front of him, he delivers them. So that's why I was delivered and I could do so nice. I could write this Chaitanya Charitamrita. And somebody would say that you are writing so much about you. You are writing that you got mercy from Radha Govinda Dev. You got mercy. You are glorifying yourself. But he says that apanara katha likhi nirlaj haya. I may be writing my glories, but what to do? Nityananda gune likhaya unmat karya. But I want to glorify Lord Nityananda. That's why that is making me, you know, to write all this. By telling my story, I am glorifying Lord Nityananda. So we see that every devotee has, you know, his story, how he came in Krishna consciousness. So he may glorify himself that, you know, I used to come from that program, this for so long to this temple, and so many things. But that is not his glory. He is not telling. He is genuinely saying. But he is indirectly, what he is wanting to say is that is the glory of the Lord. Because of his mercy, a fallen soul also can be elevated. So in this way, Krishna Raj Kavaraj Goswami is glorifying Lord Nityananda. And when we talk of glory of Lord Nityananda, we cannot live jagai mathai. So they are in, you know, very closely related. So Nityananda Prabhu, what is his thinking? We can just imagine the depth. So he says that je je jana e duera chaya parashya vastra sahita ganga snan kare giya sai sab jana यदि ए दुहार देखी गंगा स्नान है न मने तबे मोर लिखी. सो ही सेड दैट नाउ यू सी दैट दिस टू व्हेन द पीपल ऑफ नवदेव व्हेन दे जस्ट टच द शैडो ऑफ दिस टू पीपल विथ देयर क्लॉथ दे जंप इन गंगा टू प्यूरिफाई देमसेल्फ. बट नाउ व्हाट आई विल डू इज दैट आई विल गिव देम गौरांग महापुरुष मर्सी. That the, then after that, the, when people will see them, then they will think that actually we have done Ganga Snan. Huh? And this I prove it. If I don't do this, then my name is not Nityanand. I will not be happy to write my name Nityananda. Sometimes people are proud of writing their name. But here this is true. Nityanand Prabhu is saying, Tabe Mora Likhi. He is saying, I will be happy to write my name. So in this way we saw that how Jagai Madhai were completely purified and what humility they showed. So Madhai, you know, when he was repenting because he attacked Lord Nityananda, so he was always lamenting. And Nityananda Prabhu was like an avadhut, you know, he would roam here and there, play with crocodiles and, you know, do so many things, wonderful things. So one day in seclusion, Madhai, you know, he meets Lord Nityananda and he starts praying that actually you are Anant Shesh. You are being worshipped by Lord Shiva and Parvati. And Anant Shesh is glorifying you unlimitedly. Still he has not finished his glorification. And Narad Muni always sings your glory. And you are the complete universe. Your body, within your body there is complete this universe. And I attacked this body. I am such cruel and sinful. And he gives example that before that also this body was attacked. So Indrajit, you know, he attacked your body. But because he attacked your body, he ran to his own destruction. He was finished. And also Divida was also perished by attacking your body. And Jarasand, he ran to his death because of attacking your body. And also, what to speak, Krishna's brother-in-law, Rukmi. So when Balram was invited for a gambling match, so Rukmi and his friend, you know, they were laughing and, you know, making jokes, insulting Balram. He didn't care anything. He just took his club and just smashed one, that Piyusha, what is his name? His teeth was smashed and he just hit a blow on Rukmi and Rukmi was dead there. So in this way, he was saying that you just, you know, didn't tolerate even a slight insult and you killed them. And then above that, Romaharshana Sutta, he was given a lifespan of Brahma. He was going to live for a lifespan of Brahma. Now Brahma lives for 100 years and his 100 years are so long. But all his life were burned to ashes because he did not respect this Baladev. And all these Duryodhan and kings, they were also were going to be perished. They were almost perished because they insulted you. And but still, I attacked this body, but you delivered me. So that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays that Mar khaye prem de nitay dharma. So he is, Mar khaye, he is getting bitten, but still he is giving love of Godhead. So in this way, Nityananda position is very, very important. And every time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows, especially in Chaitanya Bhagavata, there is vivid description that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to show that Nityananda Prabhu's position. He, you know, wanted to perform his Vyas Puja, always glorifies him. So similarly, and also we can also learn from, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also wanted to teach us. So in the story of Murari Gupta, so once when Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were going to Srivas Thakur's house, Murari Gupta also went there. And there, Murari Gupta first offered obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then he offered his obeisances to Nityananda Prabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very angry. Then he said, what is this, Murari? You don't know what is the etiquette. So he said, what can I do? I follow my heart, he said. Okay, he said, now you go home and tomorrow you come back. So he was completely bewildered, Murari Gupta. He said, what happened? He was completely fearful. And simultaneously was feeling little joy also. Then in the night, he had a dream where he saw Nityananda. He appeared like a wrestler, you know. And he was walking with many others. And he saw a great, you know, many serpents on his head, hovering on his head. And he saw plow and club in Nityananda Prabhu's hand. So Nityananda Prabhu's form was appearing like Balram. And in that same dream, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also appeared. And then told Murari that, now you understand. So I am younger. So please understand this to your heart. He said. So this you should understand. And then next day, when Murari woke up and then again went to Srivas Thakur's house, then he first offered obeisances to Nityananda Prabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very happy. So similarly, when we also take darshan, first we have to offer our respects to Nityananda Prabhu, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us how one should be very, very, Nityananda Nishtha is very, very important. We have to have complete faith in Nityananda Prabhu. So that is narrated when, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to test Srivas Thakur. So he says that, Panditera Parikshya Prabhu Vishwambar E Audutara Kene Rakha Nirantar. He said that, oh Pandit Srivas, why are you keeping this Audut, he in your house always? He does so many things. Kona jate, kona kul, kichu nahi jane, param udara tume bolila nami. So he said, you are very munificent. You are keeping this because you don't know what is his caste, what is his family. You don't know anything, but still you are very udar. Apanare jati kola edi raksha chao, tabe jhat e auditera guchao. He said, if you want to protect your jati kul, your caste, your family, good family, your good caste, then immediately, send Nityananda away. So Srivas Thakur could understand that actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is testing him. So he says, Amare Pariksha Prabhu e nahi uchit. He says, you are testing me. This is not fair. So dine je tumar bhaje se amar pran. Nityananda tumar deha mohete praman. He says that even a person worships you for one day, he becomes my life and soul. What to speak of Nityananda Prabhu? Nityananda Prabhu is your body itself. And this, I have a lot of evidence to prove that. Madira yavani jade Nityananda dhare, jati prana dhana mora savanash kare. Tathapi mohare chitta nahi anyatha, satya satya kahin tumar, nahiba anyatha. So he says that even if Nityananda, in one hand he holds the bottle of wine, and in other hand he holds yavani, that is prostitute. But still, and all my jati, my good caste, my life, my wealth, everything is lost because of that. But still, tathapit mohara chitta nahi bhi annata. But I will, this affection for Nityananda will not change to somebody else. And this is what I am telling the truth. Satya satya tumara kahilun. Ehi katha. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hears these words from Srivas Thakur, he was so happy and he got up from his seat and started roaring like a lion. And he said, Ki bolilan pandit Srivas, Nityanand prati tor hei to vishwas. He said, what you said, Srivas Pandit, you have so much faith in Lord Nityananda. Mora gopya Nityananda janila se tumi, tumare santushta hona vara diye ami. So he said, because Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda is my very dear most, and you have known that, you know that, and you have satisfied me by this your nishtha. So now I give you a blessing. Jadi Lakshmi bhiksha kare nagare nagare, tatape daridar nahika tumara ghare. He said that even the time comes that Lakshmi has to go and beg door to door in each village and town, nagare nagare. Tathape daridar nahika tumara ghare. But in your house there will be never any scarcity. So this is the second time Mahaprabhu is giving benediction to Srivas Thakur. Earlier he gave when Srivas Thakur showed his faith by three times clapping. He said, if I don't get what I require within my three claps, I will tie myself with a stone and drown myself in Ganges. So that time also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so happy that he has so much faith in that Lord will provide everything. That time also he said the same thing, that even if Lakshmi has to go village to village and beg, still there will be no scarcity in your house. So that's why Prabhupada, he introduced this Gaur Nithai. He wanted that each and every house, they should install nice Gaur Nithai deities and have complete, you know, nishtha and worship them. So there will be no problem, there will be no daridra. Srivas Thakur was an ideal grahastha. So he was keeping Nityananda at his house. So similarly, we also have to keep Nityananda in our house and have that faith. And then he says, Bidal kukul kukur ade tumara badira sabha amate bhakti hoibe kastir. So now, because of this nishtha, even the cat and dog in your house, they will attend my fixed devotional service. So in this way, we see that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to teach that one has to have nishtha. Bhajo bhajo bhai Chaitanya Nitai sutrira vishwasakure. So one has to completely with faith one worship. So that's why we say in Chaitanya Bhagavat especially, we say more of glorification of Lord Nityananda. He could not complete this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. So that's why, you know, he, Krishnaraj Kaviraj Goswami, he is writing that because he was in Nityananda Avesh, he wanted to describe the glories, Vrindavan Das Thakur wanted to describe the glories of Lord Nityananda. So that's why the end Leela, that is the sannyas pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could not describe in his book, because that would increase the length of the book. Book would become bulky. So that's why he didn't describe. So all information, most of the information we get about Nityananda Prabhu is from Chaitanya Bhagavat. So that, and also Lochandas Thakur, who is the author of this Chaitanya Mangal. So in that he describes Lord Chaitanya's pastime vividly, especially the sannyas pastime. But he didn't describe much of Nityananda Prabhu. So that's why he wrote so many beautiful songs on Nityananda Prabhu. That is Nitai Guna Mani Amar. Then he says that Nitai Na Bhajile Janiya Suna Atma Ghati Hoi. One who does not worship Lord Nityananda, he is the killer of himself. The one who does not worship Nityananda, he is just like, he will come and go, just like cats and dogs. They come, they live, and they leave this world. So in this way, it is said that Shamsarera Pare Haite Bhaktira Sagara Je Dubike Bhajik Nitai Chandiram. So there is this material ocean of material world, and beyond that there is a ocean of bhakti. So one who wants to drown in that bhakti ras, then he has to worship Je Bhajuka Je Dubuka Bhajuka Nitai Chandra. So they have to worship Lord Nityananda. Nitai Pada Kamala Kotichandra Shushitala Je Chaya Jagatujara. So Nityananda Prabhu is the shelter of everybody. Heno Nitai Bine Bhai Radha Krishna Paitana. So similarly, the glories of Nityanand cannot be, you know, finished. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, he writes that Nityananda Prabhura Guna Mahima Apar Sahasra Vadane Shesh Nahi Paya Ja. So Nityananda Prabhu's glories are so much that there is no end to his glories. And even Lord Ananta Shesh, who has thousands of his hoods, he cannot describe. And that's why here we see that here the same Sankarshan who gives the intelligence that thinking that I am enjoyer, the conditioned living entity thinks I am enjoyer. And that's why the Sankarshan is actually expansion of Nityananda Prabhu. So that's why all the acharyas, you know, they pray that Kabe Nityananda Kore More Daya Chadaibe Moro Vishera Maya Diya More Nija Charanera Chaya Namir Hatite Dibu Adhika. So if you want to get rid of this false ego, that is, I am enjoyer, I am God, then they said that Vishya Chadya Kabe Shuddha Habiman Kabe Hama Bhujab Sri Vrindavan, by mercy of Lord Nityananda. So by mercy of Lord Nityananda only, we can give up all the attachment to sense gratification. So in this way, that is the what is the glory of Nityananda Prabhu. And if we worship with full faith, by His mercy we can attain Krishna Prem. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any question or comment? Karantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Gaur Nityanand ki jai.